Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. It is Friday. It feels good. The sun is shining. The weather is gorgeous, except for those of us that like snow. And, you know, we're very familiar with carjackings. Now it's all about bank jackings. Criminals holding you up in one form or another. They know we're not carrying cash, but they know the cash is attached to our phone. There's an interesting article in the Chicago Sun-Times today, and Frank Main is a reporter for the Sun-Times. Frank, I'm guessing that these bank jackings are on the rise in Chicago.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm hearing about them more and more from police officers I talk to, and we've been writing about them in news stories. The police don't categorize this MO, this method of operation, as a kind of a specific kind of robbery, so we don't know the exact number, but I mean, I think there are a lot of them that are starting to happen.
And one of the people that you interviewed for your story basically said they stood there and held the phone up to his face, his own phone up to his face, knowing that biometric print would open his phone and open his banking app. So tell everybody what happens and how this unfolds if you're just walking down the street.
Yeah, so I'm a cash guy, so my dog is not in this hunt, but I'm a rare person who doesn't have one of these apps. And so when you do have these apps, they're connected to your bank account, of course. And so most of the time we see these robberies involving at least $1,000 that they drain from your bank account. So they'll walk up to you, they'll put a gun to you, and they'll say, give me your phone. And in the past, we saw that they were just simply taking your phone and leaving. And now they are, like you said, either asking for your passcode and typing it in themselves, or they're using the biometric information to open your phone, and they'll have somebody on the other end with an account, and they'll immediately send the money over to that person. So sometimes the person on the other end is not actually in directly involved in the crew, and has kind of deniability, so to speak. So when the police go and say, hey, you know, you got $1,000 in your bank account, the person says, I have no idea. What they will do is then take that person to a cash station, to an ATM, get cash, and then they're on their way, and then the police can't really do anything about the person who got the money. So it's, it's a crime that doesn't get solved very often.
You know, it seems that years ago when Oprah was doing her show and she was saying, never let them take you to crime scene number two. That was rule number one, meaning don't leave the scene of the first crime and let them take you to the scene of what will be a second crime, your ATM machine. And I remember she would always say, or the specialist she had on her show, throw your phone one way or your car keys one way and run the other. That simply doesn't happen these days because people are carrying a gun. And when they put a gun to your head, you're at their mercy and you will do whatever they ask you to do. And Frank, you are in the minority because most people do have these apps on their phone. In fact, I read that Zelle users sent $2.3 billion in payments, or $2.3 billion payments totaling $629 billion. Either way, you know, I guess it's probably easier to give up what amount of cash you have in your wallet versus what cash you have on the phone. Did you interview anybody who was in a position like you where they had cash and the robbers were demanding they open their phone thinking they had an app? Or are these guys, these crews, so savvy they know how to immediately scan for those apps and detain you until you give up cash?
They're really fast. Are very savvy. They know how to play the system. And so all of those things, I mean, there are occasions when people don't have something on their phone and they'll just take your phone, right? There's one gentleman that we read about who, was held up in a parking garage, and the idiot who robbed him didn't know how to drive a stick shift, so he couldn't take the guy's BMW. but he took him at gunpoint up to his apartment to get his phone and drained his phone that way. So, and they are also, you know, they're very forceful about getting the money.
Right, right. And there's an enormous amount of money on those banking apps, whether you have Zelle or Venmo, or they're getting into your banking account. In fact, you interviewed people that lost a lot more than $1,000, right?
Yeah, I mean, it goes into $6,000-$7,000 sometimes. I did talk to one detective who's handled three of these cases, and that detective told me she had a suggestion for people, and I don't think a lot of people will do this because it's kind of not the most convenient thing to do. But she says, you know, when you're not at a restaurant or somewhere where you have to have your phone and use it as essentially your roving bank, disable your app and then enable it when you're at the restaurant and take it off again when you leave. And she says, there's no way they're going to get your money if, you know, your app is not enabled. So, you know, for most people, they use this obviously for the convenience of it, and so that's not an option for them. And, you know, frankly, I think overall you're fairly unlikely to be a victim of this. But if you are, the thing is, you know, in the past, a guy gets your wallet, that's $20. Now it's $1,000. That's a big dent in your wallet, and you're not assured that you're going to get it back from the company that your bank.
Well, and I think most of us wonder, well, how can they transfer it into somebody else's account? Why wouldn't you find out who has that account and go to their house and arrest them? But it's not that easy, is it?
It's not. I mean, they use these shill people who are the intermediary who gets the money from you, and then they send it somewhere else. A lot of other times, you know, it's on some sort of a phone that the police can't track, or it's on another stolen phone. So, I mean, there's all sorts of ways for them to prevent law enforcement from getting to them. But even if they do, you know, a larger trend in Chicago, as robberies are up 25% over last year, is that we have a hangover from COVID, where a lot of these bandits are wearing masks. And it's not an unusual thing to see people with masks even today. And so a lot of these guys will have ski masks on, and the victim has no idea who robbed them. And so even if they get the guy on the other end, they can't ID him.
And is the term bank jacking, is that something that police are using? I mean, before your article today, I had not heard that term.
We made it up. we just thought it was a neat term, so we used it. I don't know if it's going to become common parlance or not. That's why we put quotation marks around it. But yeah,
take ownership.
Sometimes
because it will
come up with a term, yep.
And that's the term. All right, just another way where we need to be on alert. And I think the reality is none of us prepared to be a victim of crime. And like you said, even though holdups are up over 25% in Chicago, it still doesn't affect many people. So just a heads up. And yeah, I don't really know what the answer is other than what they suggested, and that is disable those apps until you absolutely need them. And Frank, you're not carrying a lot of cash in your wallet, are you?
I have dust in my wallet now. I'm a journalist, so
especially the Chicago Sun-Times is now nonprofit, right? Because I keep getting emails, and you want my car.
Well, yeah, everybody out there, you know, donate to WBEZ. We really need your money.
Thank you for joining us. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Lisa. Bye.
Bye. Hey, coming up, we'll check in with Robert Sherman. He is in Tel Aviv. And then Louisa Chu, our favorite food critic in the city, talks about what you should be ordering at the Chris Kindle Market. That's on the way. It's a Foodie Friday. Steve's News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.